Well, can you start off by telling me when you were born?
Telling me what?
When you were born.
Oh, I was born in Esperance, 1896. I was 87 last month.
Mm-hmm.
I went from Esperance to Boulder when I was 4 years old. And we stayed in Boulder until I was 8. Went to Brookton. I was there 10 years. And I came from there to Subiaco, 1914, August. Matter of fact, it was... And I was married in the Church of Christ, 1920. My anniversary was yesterday, on the 11th of August.
Can you tell me a bit about your first memories of Subiaco, or your first impressions when you came?
Well, I had been here before. I was here when I was 15. My brother was born in Barker Road. When I was 15, I came down with my mum. My aunt nursed my mother in 166 Barker Road. The house is still there. And well, I used to go to the Church of Christ, and I had friends, you know, here. We used to always go out together. And I thought it was a beautiful place, of course, coming from the country, you know. And then we came back on the 90, when I was 18. To live, and we lived in that house next door to the, well, we watched the Salvation Army first get built. We lived there where the new part of the Salvation Army is, where there was a weatherboard house there. We lived there, and my mother moved from there. There was where the garage is now in Rockaby Road and Baggett Road, and that big garage. There was a big two-story shop there and a house next to it. And it was, what do you call it, chaff and produce, you know, for horses, because there was no cars around that much then. And my mum moved into the house next door to there. And because the trams went past then, and they were that noisy when I used to go up there, you know, you'd go you'd hear the trams coming down from the gates, the King's Park gate, and they'd come rattling down the road, but you got that used to it, you never even, you know, noticed them. And I used to go to work, I went to work in the sandwich supply when the First World War was on. There was no butter, rationed, butter was rationed. So that nobody would take their own lunches. And a friend of ours started cutting lunch, you know, sandwiches. And I used to go to work from in the basement of the Palace Hotel. The Palace Hotel in Perth. And we used to get the tram, you know, right around early. And if the tram saw me coming, he'd stop the tram, you know. They knew you came, they would look for you, and if we were a bit late, my sister and I, he stopped the tram halfway down the road, you know, to pick us up. But, because there's a lot difference now, even in right up from Baggett Road to, from Barker Road to Baggett Road, all the shops are all different. The corner shop where, the corner of, Barker and Rockaby, on this side, was at the fish shop. And then Tom's had built a new, you know, bigger shop. It's the bed shed now, I think they call it.
Wasn't there a hall there?
No, Timewells is the hall, further up.
But beside Timewells, where that bed shop is.
Yeah. There was a fish shop there, and there was another shop as well. There was two shops, and they both pulled down. And the big shop was built. I think Tom's had that built. I've forgotten. But I think it was Tom's. And then Tom's, you know, went broke. And furniture...
Bed shop.
No, not that. No, that's only just taken over a little while ago.
Won't worry about it.
No. Anyway, Timewells was the... where Timewells is now. That was King's Hall.
Did you ever go to... Anything at King's Hall?
I had my wedding breakfast up top.
Did you?
Oh, yes, we used to go to lots of things there. The church used to have their sales of work in the hall. You know, jumble sales and different sales of work, fancy work, goods. And there was a hall up on top, and that's where I had my wedding breakfast.
So there was a hall on top. What was underneath?
A big hall. A big hall, above, and there was like a shop in front, and then the hall at the back, like rooms in the front, and you go into the hall. Well, on top of the, that was the lesser hall, they called it the lesser hall, smaller hall on top. And that's where I had my wedding breakfast. Because now it's, Tom Wells has got the lot.
Did you used to go to dances? And
never went to dances, no, I've never danced. I've gone to parties there, oh yes. We've had lots of parties in our church, concerts. Our ladies put on concert there.
And other places other than King's Hall?
Not much more really. We used to go to...
Did you go to people's houses for parties?
Oh yes, lots of parties. We used to have we had a Ramblers Club, called it the Ramblers Club. You know, connected with the church people. Mm-hmm. And we used to...
What church was it?
Church of Christ. I was married in the Church of Christ opposite the school.
And what about the Ramblers Club?
The Ramblers Club, we used to... Anyone who had a birthday would take a surprise party. We've gone down, you know, we used to have to walk those days. There's one car between the lot of us, you know. And... we've had some fun, I can tell you. We stood on the corner of Bagot Road and Coghlan Road one night. We were going to the family, you know, dressed up. I had my brother's last pair of shorts on and a cap on my head, you know, and a bag of marbles in my pocket. And my friend lived in Bagot Road, in Coghlan Road. She went as a swaggy and she had trousers on and tied around with string, you know, around the knees, and a swag on the back. We were waiting there for the rest of the party. Didn't one went past, you know. And Mr. and Mrs. Hutchison, in fact, they were here. They were his name was the first on the Subiaco roll, Church of Christ roll, Mr. Tommy Hutchison and his wife. They changed. We went to Gloucester Street for this party. And they changed in the lane just before we got there and went as the Terrible Twins in long nightgowns. We've had some lovely times, really, you know. We've had lots of parties. We had a lot of parties in Coghlan Road. We've had gone with fancy dresses, you know.
They used to go to people's houses?
Yes, mostly in homes. And lots of homes we've, you know, had different parties in. They've had parties here. And my cousin, she was only small, they used to call me Flippin' the Nurse, Puffin's Apenny when we were younger, you know. And she'd gone in a shroud and wheeled in the dining room, you know, in the pram, my baby's prams.
What did you used to do at the party?
Oh, they have all kinds of games that young people won't have now, you know. Drop the anchor and winks and... Winks.
What's winks?
Well, you form a ring, you know, sitting around in a ring in the room, and then there's one in the centre, and you've got to make him smile, you know, and until he smiles, he's got to stay there.
So you wink at him?
Hmm?
So what's winking?
Oh, as they used to call it, winks, you know, used to make him... I've forgotten whether we winked or he winked, but one had to laugh, you know. Once they laughed, they had to give up, you know.
So you did things to make him laugh?
Make him laugh. Once he laughed, well, he'd be able to come out. I think that's what it was so long ago now.
What other games?
Drop the Yankee. Yeah. Spin the plate. Have you played that? Well, we used to, in a row, in a ring, you know, ring on the, in the room, and you spin the plate and call a number. You're all numbered, and you call a number, and they've got to get the plate before it falls. Where else? They got to spend the plate if they, you know.
The china plate?
Oh, no, we used to have enamel plate. Still got one out there now.
What about singing, piano playing, singing?
Oh, well.
Did you used to sing at parties and play the piano?
Oh, yes, we wouldn't. Anyone had a piano? We used to have a lot of singing. I used to have a piano. I sent it to Brisbane to my son. I couldn't play myself.
And did you have electricity?
Oh, yes. We had all electricity in Subi.
When you moved in,
there
was electricity?
Yes, yeah. I had my first electric iron after I got married. We used to use flat irons. But that was the first electric iron I had was when after I got married.
And when did you move to this house?
When I was married. 63 years ago yesterday.
Did you build this house?
No, but no, we bought it. Paid deposit on it 1918. We became engaged and paid deposit on it. £100 deposit. My husband was just back in the war, you know. And the agent wanted us to buy four blocks of land in the Netherlands instead of paying the £100 down on this. They wanted us to buy four blocks of land in the Netherlands with a 25 block a pound each. And my husband said, what's the good of four blocks of land when you want a house to live in?
So how much was the house?
£550.
And you could get a block in Netherlands for £25?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Netherlands?
Anywhere in Netherlands. Mm-hmm. My father was in the Sunset Home, and we had a horse and silky, and we used to drive down, before we got the horse and silky, we used to go in the tram to Netherlands and walk all through the bush to the home. There was none of those houses, you know, in Delkeith like it is now. It was all just bush tracks.
Where did you keep the horse and sulky?
In the backyard, shed.
When did you get rid of that?
Oh, long time after. Not very long after. Because Bold it and I didn't like it. But we left this house when my first son was born in 1921, and when he was 2 years old, my aunt had a home in West Subiaco, it was then, and she was very, very sick in hospital, and her sons were in the bush, they were coming home, you know, in the country, and they were coming back, and she couldn't let her home, you know, to anybody. So we left this one for 2 years and went down there and lived. And before that we built the Church of Christ built the little house in Shenton Park, the church in Shenton Park.
Where's that?
Where the community's just been built.
The new community centre.
It was all walking those days. And we built that church. And I went down the up to make the afternoon tea. They built it in a day. And
what was it built of?
Weatherboard. And because when we went to Shenton Park, we lived in Aunt's house, was number one Rankin Road. And it's just near the swamp, the pool. In those days, the pool was a big high fence, you know, wooden fence all the way around it. And with all bush all around it, there was no houses. And We lived there, and my husband and Mr. Pierce, that used to live in Rowland Street before he was married, he lived in Commercial Road in Shenton Park. And they used to go down after church and built the shed on the back of the church, you know, the hall at the back. They built that after work at night. That's when we got the horse and silky while we were living down there. And then we brought it up here, and we didn't have it so very long. Because the trams were more here. We were in Shenton Park when the first bus ran from Shenton Park, from West Subiaco it was. And we saw the Emu bus run, the first bus run from there. That's when they started.
Where did they run from and to?
They ran from just near the railway, you know, Herbert Street, into Perth. They used to go down, you know.
What route did they follow?
Straight down Onslow Road. And the same as the other buses there now, right along Thomas Street. Down there. I know, I didn't like going down the hill at Mount Bay Road, you know, in the bus when they first went.
Is that Mount Street?
Hmm?
Mount Street.
Mm. And there used to be pilot coaches. Do you remember them? No, they're like a big car, you know. They used to hold a, would be like a bus now, a coach now. They'd hold about a dozen, I think, pilot coach. But the Emu buses, the red bus it was.
How many did that hold?
Oh, they'd have about 30 or more, I think. Only small buses.
What did you do with this house while you were living in...
We let it. We let it for 12 months. Let it for the 2 years.
So when was that? What
years? Well, my son was 2 year old. And my second son was born while I was down there. And he's 3 years younger than my first son. 3 years and a week younger. So it'd been... We were married in 1920. He was married in 1920. He was born 1921, and Harold was born 1924. Maybe about 1923, I suppose, we were down there.
And how much rent did you get for this house?
I think £1 a week. We paid £1 a week for it. We were paying £1 a week for it ourselves, and they paid the rent. So we put £100 down, and we paid £1 a week. And when the depressions came, my husband was getting £5 a week. He was working, because he was a farmer before he came back from the war, before he went to the war. And he couldn't do farming after he came back, and I wouldn't have gone on a farm in any case. And he started in the boot trade in Swans in North Fremantle. And he worked there until the depression, and they cut the... When the depression came, they cut his wages down to £4 a week. And by that time I had 4 children, and I had a foster daughter. Her mother died when she was 9, and I had her here then. And when I was young, before I was married, I paid insurance, a shilling a week insurance. And that just came due, and that was enough to pay the house off. It hadn't been for that, we couldn't possibly have paid £1 a week and live on £3 a week with 5 children. So that's how I kept my home. We just, you know, had enough insurance to pay the house off.
Can you tell me why
Well, my mother's sister was living in Subiaco, and we always came down here for our holidays. And that's why we came down, because she lived here. She lived in Barcarat.
Did you like living in
Subiaco? Yes, I've always liked it.
What were your first impressions when you arrived?
Too long ago to remember, really, because I was always pleased to get here, you know. My father came down from Brookton in a horse and spring cart. And he used to go to, used to cart, you know, some wood. Used to go to where the urban lake was all bush around there then, you know. And he used to get the wood from over just over there. But we liked Subiaco. We've always liked Subiaco.
What sort of people used to live in Subiaco then?
Oh, very nice people. But we always, you know, as I tell you, we've always gone to the Church of Christ, and our friends are mostly the church people. And there were shop people, they were very nice. There was one of our members had a small good shop, you know, in Hay Street. And then where you've seen Albany Bell on the footpath, have you? in Hay Street, just up from the Rockaby Road. You'll see on the footpath Albany Bell's name. I think it's still there. Lee had a shop here those days, and Mr. Richardson had the shop, and he moved from there up to Rockaby Road, and he had a ham and beef shop there, and him and his wife and daughter. And
so there were lots of shopkeepers living in Subiaco?
Mostly lived in Subi, I think. Most of the shop people lived in Subi, lived around, you know.
Builders?
Yes, the fire brigade was, you know, just down from the... they used to have a roadside, when we were first married, a little roadside market on a Saturday, you know, on the down Hay Street, near Whittaker's, we used to be.
Oh.
And then they moved up and they had... there was the post office and the library, and next door to that, they're the big open markets there.
That's where Crossroads is now?
No. The on the other side, near the school, you know, just off inside the school. In the gardens, you know where the gardens are now. And it was just right, the post office was here, like, on that corner, on
corner of
this corner, so.
Rockaby and Bagot.
And Bagot.
Where the library is now.
Yes. Well, next door to that was the library. I think they had a library there. I've forgotten. But right around there was the markets. Open markets.
Where was that when you were first married?
That was 1920. 1920. We were married in 1920. In fact, it was my anniversary yesterday.
So how long were the markets?
Oh, they... they went for some time there, but I've forgotten how long. I've really forgotten how long they were there.
What did but your father do for living?
My father was a farmer. He never did anything. He was an invalid pensioner for years.
He came to live here,
he was an invalid pensioner. In fact, he got pensions in after he came here, I think. But
what were the big events in your life?
Well, as I say, mostly with church work with me. I used to do something on the church every night. Every night in the week we'd have something, you know. I can't think. We had choir practice on Wednesday night, a prayer meeting on Wednesday nights, and always went to that. We had choir practice on Thursday night. And we had... girls club on Tuesday night.
Did you have any specially sort of important things that you celebrated? What about birthdays and Christmas and those sorts of things?
Oh, Christmas we used to... New Year's Day we always went to Crawley Baths and they spent the day on New Year's Day, always down there. For years we went, you know, to... and we used to walk through the park, and they also can't take the things around in the cart. And we used to walk. But something I was going to say just now.
About Christmas?
No. It's gone. I'll come back.
What about sport?
Hmm?
Were you involved in sport? Any of your family interested in football or cricket or any of those sort of sports?
We always followed football after we were married. We used to follow Subi always. No matter where they went, we followed Subi. Yes, we like sport. My daughter, like, they played tennis. And, but not, you know, just played for themselves. No club.
So did you belong to any clubs in Subiaco?
I belong to the Subiaco Church of Christ Club. That's the only one I belong to. My work was...
Your children?
The Kitchener Park Club, my children used to play for. And the boys. They smoked their own sport, you know, with their own friends. They never used to play for, not football or anything like that, you know, for the clubs.
What about changes you've seen in Subiaco? Did Subiaco change during the war years, do you think?
It's changed a lot since the war. Definitely.
But what about during the First War? What about, were there any... first of all, do you remember people going off from Subiaco to the war? Soldiers?
Lots went off to the war, yes. My brother, he started to work, when he came down here, he started to work in Fogarty's barber shop. Until he was 18, and he enlisted, went to the war, to go to the war. And he was here, he left in 1916 in the Algarcia, there's the photo up there. The boats, first of all the boats that went away. And lots of boys who went to the war, lots never came back. Lots of our friends never came back. My brother left. He was the barber, regimental barber in France until he was 19. And when he was 19 and 5 months, he was killed in Annemarie.
So can you tell me about the period between the two wars?
Well, there was a big depression on, you know, my husband was still working in the boot factory when the depression was on, and he was put off. And he went to the bush for 6 weeks cutting wood, you know. And a friend of mine was an inspector on the telephones, and at the time he'd gone to my brother-in-law's Rowley Stone, working, helping them. And he came one day and wanted to know if Herbert would go to Manjimup on the PMG telephones. He said it wouldn't be permanent, but it could be, you know. So he went straight down there, and he was in that PMG for the rest of his working days, just on 20 years, which is a big difference to the boot trade. And I used to save up out of my wages in the boot trade for Christmas. They'd put you off Christmas time, and then they'd advertise when they're starting again. And it could be 6 weeks. And with a family, you can imagine, you know, you had to save out of your little bit of money to live.
So you didn't get any paid holidays?
No paid holidays. They said they gave you the money in your wages. £4 a week was then. And but we used to go to Dalkeith, the beach, you know, down by the home, for Christmas. That's what we used to do for Christmas, after we were married, you know. And the children were young. We used to, a couple of families used to go down and put tents up on the beach and have the school holidays there.
Camp there.
Mm. Take our things down, you know, the big rise just down from the that home. And there used to be quite a few camps there. And we used to have some fun. That was our Christmas holidays. And we went there until my daughter was 3 months old. And we didn't go there anymore. Went to Como, to a house then, you know, and had our Christmas holidays there with friends, different friends. And then when my sister got, she was married and Narrogin, and we used to go up then for our holidays when the children got older. Until they went to Manjimup, and then we went down there for holidays.
So, when you first came to Subiaco, were there sort of the roads a bit marred, things like that? This when street lighting, is there street lighting?
There's always street lightings, and the trams was running. As I say, I saw the first buses, you know. From Shinton Park, we had to walk. We used to walk from here down to the church, you know, where that community centre is, and push our babies in the pram. Before my brother went to the war, that little church was built. I went down there to get the afternoon tea. And he's teaching Sunday school. Well, I took his class in Sunday school, and I used to take it until, I had all my children, really. My husband, when he came back from the war, he joined our church. He was a Methodist. And he was the secretary of the Sunday school down there. About 14 years, I think. But we used to walk down, push the pram, back again.
What were the roads like in those days?
I think they were a bit fast. If I can remember. Because the footpaths weren't. They've got the, you know, slabs now. But they were just the dark, brown, dark, blacky. Like when we bought this house, all it had was a little path to the door. It was a wooden foot brandy, you know. My brother and our friend. And my husband and all the cement all around. There was no cement, there was sand all the way around. There was no lawn, no garden. The toilet was right down the end of the yard, you know, in the corner. And we had no water, of course. We had the sewage put on when my daughter was 9 months old. And she's now 56 in October.
So did you have running water inside? Taps inside?
We had a tap in the kitchen. No, we had no tap in the kitchen when we first married. We had it at the door.
What, was it rainwater?
No, it was, the water was relayed. But there was no taps inside until the sewage was down. When the sewage put in, we had the sink put inside. There was a tap in the bathroom and a tap outside the door when we first came here, you know. No tap inside at all.
Do you remember any interesting people, different people who stand out in your memories of Yakka?
I've forgotten their names, to tell you the truth, dear. I forget my own family's married names. That's the trouble when getting old, you know. I forget names. But I must the names have gone.
What about any counsellors or shopkeepers?
That's what I was trying to think of.
About shopkeepers?
Mr. Newman. Newman had a furniture shop. We got our furniture from there in Rockaby Road.
Was he a bit of a character?
Very nice man, but I couldn't tell you what else, you know.
What about sportsmen? Any sort of great sportsmen you remember from
City Echo? I can't remember the names. That's what I'll tell you. Gordon Bolan, he remembers a terrible lot. He's often asked me different, you know, names and that.
Do you remember any epidemics in Subiaco, health epidemics?
Oh, the flu was very, very bad just after the First World War. Bronchial, what do you call it?
Bronchial.
It was very bad flu. People were dying with it.
Did people die in Subiaco?
Yes, there was a few died in Subiaco. It was very, very bad.
Did people go to hospital and things like that?
Yes. Yes, they went to hospital. I'll tell you, the King Edward Hospital was a boys' home. The first part of King Edward in Barker Road. The first part was there. That was a boys' home. And then they turned it into a hospital. Mm. not very long after we came here. They took the boys from there and turned it into a hospital.
Where did the boys go from there?
Oh, I couldn't tell you where they went. It was at Parkerville or where it was. I just can't remember that, but I know it was a home, a boys' home, but my brother was only three, and he wandered down the street one day, and the policeman picked him up in his silky, or some silky he had then, and took him down to this home, and Mum was looking for him, and I went to the police, and I told him they'd take him down there, and they was just going to have tea, and he didn't want to come away till he had his tea. He was only three. But I can't remember exactly when it closed, but I know it was turned into a hospital before I was married, because I never had my children there. My cousin had her first girl there. We were all married in the 1 year. It was five of my family, you know, cousins and ourselves. It started from February until December. And the first one that got married, her girl was born in February in 1921, and it was a hospital then, because I went out to see her, and I was expecting my first, of course, and she didn't have chloroform, she had twilight sleep or something, and I went straight down and booked in a hospital in Nicholson Road, and Miss Nurse Keynes, there was a hospital there then, and my first two boys were born in that hospital. Not very far down the hill. I can't think of the name of the street. It's been run wrong. No. It was Nicholson Road. No. Nearly opposite Arthur Street. Just around there.
Is the house still there? The building?
I think the building is still there. Quite a big house, you know, and Nurse Keynes had the house, had the hospital, you know, and both my boys were born there. And then there was a hospital in Kilgowrie Street, Nurse Lloyd, do you remember her hospital? Well, it was Nurse Lloyd's hospital then, and Nurse Reed took it over, and my other two was born in that hospital.
Why did you go there rather than?
Because I couldn't have chloroform. They didn't give me chloroform in the King Edward. I said I wasn't going to have babies without chloroform. I waited until Gwen was born. I asked my cousin if she had chloroform, and she didn't know. So I went straight from seeing her and booked in the hospital.
Did you have a family doctor?
Yes, I had Dr. Gill, the first doctor, from the first son.
And when you first came to
Subiaco,
did you have a family doctor?
No. Never had a doctor since I was married, I don't think.
So what did you do if there was any sickness?
I can't think. I had diphtheria. Not diphtheria. I had appendix out when I was 18. And doctor was there then. I think it was Dr. Gill, I can't remember. I think it was Dr. Gill, the first doctor I had. When I had my appendix out in the Royal Perth Hospital, you know. But I didn't have many doctors before then.
Did you use home remedies for illnesses at home?
Never had any illnesses, really. That was the only illness I had. It was my appendix. And I had Dr. Gill for the first, Dr. and four different doctors. Dr. Fortune, I think he was the last doctor I had. Youngest son. Dr. Troop was the second doctor. Dr. Troop, Dr. Giggle, Dr. Troop, Dr. Farmer, and Dr. Fortune. They were the three I had, four I had for my four children, you know. And the, there was...
They were all local doctors?
They all changed. There was a... doctor's house, you know, where the bowling green is. If I remember rightly, it was on the corner opposite there. Anyway, one of those corners, just round there. And they changed hands, you know. When Dr. Gill went, Dr. Fortune came in his place. Dr. Troop, rather. When Dr. Troop went, Dr. Farmer, I think it was. And then Dr. Fortune. There was other doctors up in the further up too, but I never went to them. But I've forgotten their names, you know.
What about your foster daughter?
Well, my mum used to visit the hospital for the church, and she was in the
Which hospital?
Perth Royal. And she was there one day when there was a lady breaking her heart, and her husband was there at the foot of the bed with a little girl, 3-year-old. And Mum wouldn't know what the trouble was, you know. And this lady had cancer, and she was had to go down to the Home of Peace. And the father brought the papers. There was three children, a baby 6 months old, and this little girl 3 year old, and the little girl 9 year old. And he had brought papers for his mother to sign them over to the Swan Orphanage, because she had gone to the home. And Mum said, "Don't worry, they won't go into the Swan Orphanage." And she brought the little girl home with her from there, from the hospital. And my sister was down from Kalgoorlie at the time, staying with me. They'd just transferred from the bank from Kalgoorlie. And that's when I was in Shenton Park. And a knock came at the door, front door, and my sister was married in December after me. I was married in August, she's married in December, and she had no children until she was married 11 years. So she had no children. Anyway, Mum knocked at the door, and when she got, Wood went to the door, she said, "I brought your daughter." And my sister had her from then on. And when he brought her out, you know, he had the little boy, 6 months old. Well, wherever he went, he took this baby then. Where he boarded, he had this baby boy.
Who was that?
The father. And his daughter was, his eldest daughter was 9, that's what I've got. She was in Donnybrook. And I said, "Well, I couldn't have Thelma because she was some age as my eldest boy, 4 months younger than my boy was, you know. And I had 2 children then. And so I said, "I'd have Thelma, I'd have Dot." So he brought Dot up, and I've had ever since. And she's out there ironing now. She's been a beaut, you know, she's been good as a daughter to me. We didn't adopt her, see, because she used to go up to every... She was 9-year-old and she knew her mother. And I used to send her little dainties up to her, you know, to the hospital to her mother, until her mother died. So she'd always called me Artie. But if she talked about me, I mean, she always said, "Mum," you know. But she'd been as good as a daughter to me. She'd been absolutely marvellous. And she lost her husband last October. She found him. She went to take him a cup of tea at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he was missing out of bed. So she thought they got a nice garden, and she went out to see if he was in the garden. He wasn't. She came back, and he was on the floor outside the bed. Must have had a heart attack, you know, and dropped.
Something you told me yesterday about Mueller Road.
My sister was born in Mueller Road. My aunt, you know, nursed Mum, the last 3 children. And she came down from Brookton, and she was born in Mueller Road. Just, it was then called Mueller Road, and it was changed after that to Roberts Road.
Why did they change it?
The name after some man. I've forgotten who it was. They're talking about it now, changing it back to Mueller. Mueller Park. That was Mueller Road when we first, you know. But there's the wartime when they changed it to Roberts Road. I've forgotten exactly when it was. From someone's name.
Well, I guess you've seen lots and lots of changes.
terrible lot of changes.
They're all good?
Oh, well, it's making the place, you know. Like this, even our street has changed. Next door to this, these three houses were the same. They're not the same now, you know. In not even inside, mine's not been changed. But next door has been changed. They made the passage go right straight through. Mine goes into the dining room. And next door's had their fireplace taken right out, and they've got a sliding door to go into the, this is the lounge, and they've made that into their kitchen and their dining room, you know, and they made their kitchen like my kitchen into a bedroom because they had a son that lost his leg and he had to go down steps. So they made that into a bedroom for him, and then they built out and put toilet and things all, and the wash house right out, you know, so all together.
Do you know who built these houses?
No, I know who built it, but and Mrs. Wilson had it before, that's all I know. We bought it from Mrs. Wilson. But they built in 1912, I know that. And the house next door to this one was it? There was three old weatherboard homes there, and they were pulled down and, you know, rebuilt. And of course they've pulled down three more now, down the other guy in the corner where they're building. But that hospital here was just a vacant block that was built. Been built since I've been here. And the corner house, where the townhouses are now, this next corner up here, that used to be Bishop Riley's home. Lovely big home.
That was the corner of Townsend Road?
No, the corner of Barker and Coughlin. That was a lovely big home, and they've pulled it down and put six townhouses up there. I hate to see that house go.
When was Bishop Brownie there?
Where did he live?
When?
Oh, he died before I came here, I think. His two daughters lived there. Two single daughters. One passed away. I think one's in the home now. She sold it after the other sister died. She sold it, and that's what they did. They pulled it in. The hospital would have had it, but the passage went in and around like that, and it wasn't the space enough to plug it. So they didn't do it. Because all the new places have all gone up down Barker Road here. The eight houses went down there, and all these big places have all gone up. And on the other side, there was little tiny houses going down into the houses, and they've all gone, you know.
How does that make you feel, things all knocked down?
Well, I didn't mind seeing those little places go. That side, this side wasn't so bad, you know, but the other side. But, it has improved the place, of course, because now they've closed Park Street corner, street, between here and the next street. We used to always go down there to do our shopping along there.
Drive down there.
Drive downtown, go down and go straight up Park Street. But that doesn't make much difference, of course. You can go down here and go up. But there's a lot of changes, no doubt about that. Rockaby Road was all homes right along to the park, you know. Well, there was only a few little shops on the other side of Rockaby Road. There was no shops this side, oddly. When we went, there wasn't any shops, I don't think, when we came at all. And the next street up to where the clock is, on the other side, but the vacant block on the other side there. We used to have a tent mission there, a big tent mission there. And we had a big tent mission where they had I'll tell you where they had the markets. We had a tent mission there once too.
The market,
church. The open markets from Rockaby Road, off Rockaby, down from the post office and
the old
the,
market.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Open markets, where the museum is, in front of that. Open markets were.
And that's where you had the tent mission?
We had tent mission just a bit further on. Oh.
When was that?
Wouldn't be there. It wouldn't be there. It'd be up further.
When was that?
Oh, many years ago now, because all the places have all been built since then. It would be, many years, 60 years, 55 years ago, I think.
And who went to the mission?
Oh, our ministers, you know, different ones.
People from other areas?
Yeah.
How many people?
Missionaries, you know, they take old missions in different homes, you know. We had a big mission, you know where the clock is, and the clock's here. Well, across like that, with a vacant block. Hamersley Road. There was a big vacant block there. And we had a big tent mission there. Very big tent mission. That'd be 55 years.
You used to have those regularly, did you?
Not regularly, really. 25. Quite a few. Yes, we'd. Oh, I'm sorry. Quite a few. In 2 or 3 years' time, they'd have them. You know, we had that big one there. And another one on the other side of Rockaby Road. And then we had a big one opposite the Shen Park Church, where Subiaco was then. And of course, Big Ten Mission there.
In which street?
In Nicholson Road. Between Nicholson, the corner of Nicholson and the corner of Herbert Road. Because it's all been built on since then. Because we used to walk down to the church and was. Were bush, you know, but so most of those houses down there are built as war service homes.
Was there water in the lake in those days?
Yes, there was water there, and it was built all the way around it, big 6-foot fence all the way around.
What was the fence there?
Oh, a fence to keep the children away out, I think. I think that's what it was.
Was there playing fields there then?
Was
there playing fields near the water then?
Oh, no. It was all bush all around there. No houses around the court, around the park.
What about the house? There was one big old timber house up there, on the corner of Evans and Excelsior Street.
That could have been there. Yes, but there's very few homes. Watched all those places that get built. But the majority, there was a house here and there. From we used to walk through where the civic centre is now. From there, down that way, there was homes along there, but in the other place, you know, there's quite a lot of vacant blocks, quite a lot of war service homes built there.